고슴 급에 고래 작대로 늘샴이 주주주주
Very well. So, mind and awareness. Lotus, lotus, mind and awareness. I think last Friday, I think I stopped like a mental direct perceiver and a mental direct perceiver. Before I came, we have some discussions. Now that's the benefit of studying the materials, because Pendula spent like 4 years, 5 years, almost five years in Australia studying this material. So now you see like benefit. Oh yeah. Rangi tumo mo daje yon tende cheje toba da tashi matu e shiri shivaje. What do you call Tendula?
Incontrovertible.
So I'm still thinking. Probably still read this question as different between unmistaken and
incontrovertible.
I will have probably answers, some kind of answers, before we finish the materials. Not today. Now the division of, you know, direct mental perceiver, first one is like, you know, valid direct mental perceiver. Second one is like subsequent direct mental perceiver. The last one is like Nala Magavilo, even in Tibet it's kind of long. So
it's the awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained, that are mental direct perceiving.
Yeah, not ascertained. Pambune shizim shivi mushi kiji pambuja. Mushi kiji pambuja. So last right, when I say like there's five eyes, right?
Yeah.
Five eyes. One is called like fleshy eye, which a vulture possess. So that is like able to see like within like 100 parts, like all the, how you say, the every kind of form that I is able to see, that's in the version. So then within the six clairvoyants, then there's like divine eye, the clairvoyance,
The divine eye, divine ear.
So divine eye, that's like not just talking about the, like Pasha is like everything in the universe, everything, every details, like gross, subtle, any kind of form in the universe, able to see, you know, that kind of power. Then So then there's like six out of six, there's like divine eye, divine ear. Divine ear means every sound in the universe. Every sound is not about like within the 100 parsec. So parsec means, you know, like, there's like 500 of this called Janta. And eight of them, you know, so then there's like one parsec. Then 100 of them, like, you know, that's like the flesh eye, able to see, or within, in that, I say, range, every, like, form that, you know, flesh eye able to see. But the divine eye is, like, within the universe, not just that, not within the universe. And within the, all the sound of the universe, able to hear. You know?
Knowing others' thoughts, others' minds. Mm-hmm.
So here, the knowing other thought, you know, within that, you know, knowing other thought, this one is particularly some people are born with this, some people are born, so see now, here, you know, time to time, I'm not sure, like, this called psychic or like palm reader, whatever they name they might have, you know, some people, they see, that's like, the, out of the force of karma, they see, or you can say, one way to say it's like, you are born with that, has a talent. Anyway, within that, there are a couple of them. So this particular one is indicate whether you are free from attachment or not attachment. It's a very specific one. You know, so like, whether you are free from attachment or not free from attachment, the specific one. Even though within that knowing other thought, within that category, there's many, many different types of knowing other thought. Not all of them are necessarily knows that you are free from attachment, not free from attachments, no. So that's a very particular one. So some people, they just know, you know, so probably they don't know you are free from attachment or not, but they do know what you are thinking to a certain degree. So. Some of them, Pardo, you know, Pardo beings, Pardo. So that's also like a force of karma. They also read, you know, they can read your thoughts. So therefore, like when somebody passed within the families, it's not too good to grieve, you know, a long period of time, because, you know, they can see, you know, they can see your thoughts, they can see what you're thinking. So it may, you know, if you're thinking all the time, thinking, grieving, and it may not help them, you know. So that's why, that's reason. Pardo being, can read our thought, and particularly they are around like 49 days, you know, maximum lifespan of the Pardo is 49 days. What they mean, that means they are still looking for birth, rebirth. So they're around, they possess some kind of like miracle power, so they can like thought, you know, they can be here within seconds, they can be in like New York within seconds, so it's just like thought. When you think about New York, so now your thought is already there, you know, when I think of Sikkim, it's already there, like that, you know, they have this, like miracle power, so so their part is not to, you know, to grieve long period of time, I think, so notice that, because they can read our thoughts, so, they can read the thoughts, so, of, you know, their family member, they can read, or that's one reason. So then some of the, like, that, you know, knowing other thoughts, that particular clear one can be obtained, simply based on the reciting mantra, is not mantra, reciting as a large number of mantras. No, it's not just few, one could achieve. Probably not necessarily the best thing to achieve, but there's one way to achieve it, like reading, like reciting mantra, like as a large quantity of mantras, reciting that, one way to obtain. Then some of them also can obtain, like, rely on substance. When I say substance, I'm not talking about drugs. No, there's not that kind of substance, Probably other people read your thought before you read their thought. That kind of substance, other people read your mind first, then you can read their mind first. That's actually what I'm saying. There's a couple of ways to achieve that kind of, knowing other thought. And sometimes, could be also obstacle too, sometimes. Then all of a sudden, then you can understand what other people are thinking. May not be the good thing, so. So in knowing one own thought, that's helpful. But then knowing other people's thoughts probably not going to be easy. It's not going to solve any problem. Anyway, so to hear that clairvoyance, that's very much without samatha, you cannot achieve knowing other thoughts. The one that we are talking among those six clairvoyants, that particular clairvoyant, he will not achieve without achieving shamatha, come by it. So that particular mindset belongs to the higher realm, that means form realm, formless realm. Even though you are in desire realm, you can achieve them. But that particular mindset is not part of the desire realm, it's part of the form realm. And within the form realm, there's the first one, second, third, fourth, then each one, within there's many, many levels. So, so just wanted to say that. So, first moment of knowing other thoughts, that's the valid direct mental perceiver, right? Valid direct mental perceiver. So this one, as I mentioned, this Shedeshivamushi, so this is not just knowing the thought, it's knowing that your thought is free from attachment or not. Very particular, very, very specific one, So the first moment of that, is as a mental direct, valid mental direct perceiver. Then the second one is pretty much the same, subsequent direct mental perceiver, I think it's like before, you remember, that sixth direct mental perceiver is right before any direct perceiver. That happens right before or right after?
I think right after.
Right after, or maybe right after. Oh, that doesn't make more sense. Right after, nothing is here. But there's, time is so short. Not able to, able to communicate with the object, because the time is so short. So most of them, and you know, most of them are not valid unless you have this clear voice that no knows other thought. If someone is so, like, I say, attracted to, like, some kind of shape or form, that you're 100% focused on that form or shape, then, you know, some sound, somebody calls you, like, no, it's very, I say, you hear sounds, there are direct perceivers, then right after that, there's mental direct perceivers right after that, so that is no the illustration of the last one, no. What do you call nala mangama is can you say it one more
the
time?
The awareness to which an object appears and is not ascertained.
Not ascertained. But you also have the books, right? Yeah, please also look at the materials.
Like on page 15 or 16.
It's good to also read the material at the same time. I think it would help. Now the self-knower, Rangri self-knower, Rangri Musumla Tsini the Yavani, Tamuni, Dunam Rangri Tsini, Dunam Rangri Tsini. So now, you probably need to read it in English, huh?
Self-knowing?
Yeah.
Okay. So there are two, with respect to the third, self-knowing, direct perceivers, there are two definitions and divisions. First, the definition of a self-knower is that which has the aspect of an apprehender.
Can you say it again?
The definition of a self-knower is that which has the aspect of an apprehender.
Yes, aspect of apprehender. Jinnam rati. Jinnam sungnam. That is not here, but no aspect. When you talk about aspect, there's two types of aspect. This is one aspect. Aspect of apprehender.
Yes.
That's called Jinnam. Then another one's called Sungnam. No, can you remember, another one?
The aspect of the apprehended.
Apprehended, handed. That refers to the object. Oh, Sungnam. Then aspect of every hand.
Apprehended.
Yeah, aspect of every hand. There's two of them, you know. One refers to the awareness. One refers to the object. Object of every handle, the subject, then every object.
Aspect of the apprehended.
Yeah, aspect of every handle, that's refers to the object, okay? General thing is here. Then, Tobadatajimatrizunam. So now the second definitions. The definitions.
The definition of a self-knowing direct perceiver is that which has the aspect of an apprehender, is free from conceptuality, and is non-mistaken.
Yeah, nothing much to say there. No, because free from conceptual thought.
Yes.
Because this, we are talking about direct perceivers. That's why, you know, because that's the definition. So, material dunamji, material dunam. So now the division is the same, like valid cognizer, subsequent cognizer, then how is the second one, last one?
Awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained.
Yeah, awareness. So, sorry, I'm not going to memorize that part, but just for the reason Nala Mahavir Lucha. If it's easy one, then I will memorize. If it's not, it's so long. Tambuji said, Mishin Yamsu Nyu Rarimu Kichi Tambuji, Mishin Yamsu Nyu Rarimu Kichi Tambuji. Mishin Yamsu Nyu Rarimu Kichi Tambu. You may remember now that out of four schools, no, so how many of them accept Sebnor and how many of them don't accept Sebnor? So now you remember, so Mishin Yamsu Nyue Rari Ngozu Kiji Tangpo, Sram Nyue Rari Kiji Tangpo, Mishin, that's like I awareness, okay, music, I awareness, music, you know, music, 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 the mind that corresponds with the I awareness, the I awareness, I consciousness, that, you know, every hand, vase or prayer, it doesn't matter, here the music, or you can just say, you know, like I awareness. How does it mean? Maybe that's better.
It says the first moment of a self-knowing direct perceiver that experiences an I consciousness.
Every consciousness is like, how do you say, is like first moment of
a self-knowing direct perceiver that experiences an I consciousness.
Experience means, you know, basically it's like seeing I consciousness. That's literally translation of nyowa. Nyowa literally means experience. Here it means like just the mind that knows I consciousness, that's called self-knower, the first moment of self-knower. That knows I consciousness. That's what it means. Experience is knows. It's not like, you know, experiencing feeling. It's a bit different than feeling. Feeling means it's experiencing something, you know, like something good or something painful or something neutral. That experience and experience here is same word, same pronunciations, but different meaning. Different meaning, you know? Here it means more like seeing, you know? Mishin Nyamsu Nyue Rani Ngusu Kiji Tangpo Chi. Mishin Nyamsu Nyue Rani Ngusu Kiji Tangpo Chi. Did you? So now the second is like the second moment.
The second moment of a self-knowing direct perceiver that experiences an I consciousness.
So the last one is kind of the Tangji Bi Juji Dewa Shiva Yimba. Dewa Shiva Yimba Yimba. Tangji Bi Juji Dewa Shiva Yimba. What do you call like this, like non-Buddhist school? No, there's many of them. It's not just, this is one of them. There's many of them. So I have different views about, you know, causality, about karma, particularly when it comes down on mind and awareness. There are so many different views of how you define mind and awareness. There's many different views. So Tangjenpa, then particularly when it comes down to view, like say self, how to define self. And there's many different non-Buddhist view. So usually we call, in our text, called Kachi. Kachi means, you know, other. The way they translate, call other, but actually like other than Buddhist, like non-Buddhist, called Chiva. Chiva is called, Chiva means non-Buddhist. So this is the one of the, has the one kind of, you know, Chiva is one kind of like non-Buddhist, like system. So, Tajibijin Dewa Shiva Yimba. So we didn't study them because there's like not just only two, there's many of them. So, you know, usually you study all of them before you study one's own system of tenet. We just, you know, study from the Vivasika, Saustantika, Madhyamika, Madhyamika, Vasangika. We didn't study all of them before. I thought, no, maybe it's not that important. So, that whole section of the book is dedicated to that. Not in like the one, the text that we study, when you study tenet, that text is composed by Lama Jitsumba, who is like author of all the textbooks that you study in the Seretse Monastery. All the textbooks, you know, like, all the textbooks means all of them is like basically commentary of, you know, like Abhigata, Abhisamaya Alankara, Ornament of Clear Realizations, you know, composed by Maitreya Buddha. So that text intensively studied in the monastery. So there's all these commentaries. So, you know, in the very first three class, those texts are taught by Phubuchok, you know, that's different. Then all the rest of the texts taught by Lama Jitsumba. The first three texts, you know, Dutas, it's like beginning with the colors, all of that, you know, there's small, medium, great. All these three texts are taught by Phubuchok, you know, the, one of the like probably searches, monks. So then after that, all the textbooks taught by Lama Jitsumba. So in that tenet, it has only 13 pages. There's no other, how you say, view is listed there. That's begin from the Vibhasika Saustantika, that's why. So there's the great tenet books. So there's no, maybe like Drepung Monastery, there's like Loseling and Gomang. There's two Sera, there's Sera Che, Sera Me. Drepung same, there's no Loseling, Gomang. Ganden, there's Sharche, Chandra, there's each. There's like university, there's two college. So in the Drepung, there's called Gomang. So there's one of their author wrote this great tennis book. In that book, then it's all this non-Buddhist school view has been listed there. In our tenet, why it's not listed there? Because, you know, Phubuchok, he talks about those views, in like small Dura, middle Dura, the great Dura, there's all of them. Not in one section, but you know, it's all over the place. So, talk about it, because there, when the Phubuchok explained about the causalities, not the karma, the cause, how many different types of cause, how many different types of results. We study them there, so then the non-Buddhist school have their views about, you know, their opinions about cause and effects. So they listed all those three first textbooks listed, not in the one section, it's like some here, some there, like that. But all of them listed in those three texts. So that's why you don't see those in the tenet. Other school, maybe they don't have the same text, so that's why they listed everything in the tenet books. So that's why the tenet, they call it like great tenet books, because it become great means big, that means a lot of page. So they did a tanji bijun, dewa shiba ima, tanji bijun, dewa shiba ima, rari musun da, chata bijun, dewa shiba ima, rari musun da, jambi bijun, jambi bijun, jambi bijun, So now can you please say this is very difficult to translate in my broken English,
A self-knowing direct perceiver in the continuum of a samkha that experiences bliss as being a consciousness. There are three examples.
Yeah, that's the first. That's one of the non-Buddhist, like non-Buddhist. I would say, what's called Tangyeba?
Samka.
Yeah. Then the second one.
A self-knowing direct perceiver in the continuum of the
Vashishika.
That experiences bliss as being a consciousness.
sounds much easier than Tibetan, but
and a self-knower in the continuum of a nihilist that experiences an inferential cognizer as being a valid cognizer.
Bliss on Deva. So the bliss, no, so those three systems, they don't ascertain, the bliss is awareness or consciousness. Therefore, like, even though they, Now, can you make, does it make sense? They don't believe is bliss is
a consciousness. So they have a tenet that if that posits that bliss is not a consciousness.
Yeah.
So when they experience bliss, it becomes an awareness to which an object appears, but it's not.
So that like self-knower is not based on whether you agree or not agree. Everybody has, you know. It's not like, oh, if I don't agree consciousness, so that doesn't mean I don't have consciousness. No, that's not true. You still have consciousness, even though you don't believe, but you know, it's not based on the belief or not beliefs, you know. Makes sense? American has consciousness, even American don't believe in consciousness. They just believe in a brain. Yeah, of course you have brain, and plus you have consciousness. It's not based on belief. So, say that they don't, those three systems, for different reasons, you know, based on their own tenet, based on their own theories, based on their own theories. They don't believe bliss is consciousness. But they still experience bliss. Everybody experiences bliss. And that bliss is consciousness based on our systems, consciousness. But every consciousness has to observe or experience it by a self-knower. Otherwise, that consciousness cannot exist. If there's no self-knower, so this is not talking about Pasankika system, this is pretty much on all of this explanation of awareness, consciousness, is pretty much based on the lower systems, of, you know, out of four tenet, lower system pretty much. Pasankika, they have a whole different setup, you know, like that, you know. Don't worry, they don't have different names, but the same names, but different ways to define. Don't think, oh, I'm going to have to start all over again. No. Same name, but a different way of, you know, defining, well-recognized definitions, different in the definitions, not in the term, not in the term. So, now makes sense? Right? No?
Just to her, because she studied it for 5 years.
Yeah, so it makes sense. It makes sense to you.
Well, I have a question. Like, self-knower is something we're aware of. A mental direct perceiver, we're not aware of. So, self-knower, we're something we're aware of. Or is this something else?
It's not just self-knower. When it's come down on the mind, you know, it's very hard because it doesn't have shape. It doesn't have color. You cannot see. You cannot touch. It's hard to believe that you know them, you know. But some of them we know. Eye consciousness. Do you know eye consciousness?
Yeah, so it seems like they're saying there's eye consciousness and then there's self-knowing.
Yeah.
So I have, the only way I'm experiencing my eye awareness is through self-knower?
Say your eye consciousness is functioning because of self-knower.
Okay.
But you know, like intellect is not like, it's not something that we experience. Are you talking about, do we experience? Are we aware how the self-knower is like experiencing our consciousness? Is that your question?
Yeah, like, is it something I'm aware of? Because all their examples are about bliss, so.
Yeah, that's a very good question. But I don't think like, are we aware that we have self-knower?
Yeah, like wouldn't it seems like they're saying there's first this eye consciousness, then there's self-knower. You can't experience eye consciousness without self-knower.
Yeah.
So there's one, two, like lining up, like layers or something.
Yeah, I understand your question, but I don't know how to answer.
Is that the self-knower is like the mediator between the senses and your awareness?
Mediator, or maybe more like judge.
Okay, judge.
Yeah.
That.
So, yeah. So. Didn't know what to say.
I said it's like a court reporter.
Oh.
It's taking down everything that's happening so we can remember.
Oh. That makes sense. The system there who believe self-knower, they say we are not going to have any memories. If there's no self-knower, we are not going to have any memories. But some people are saying totally something different.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we just stick, never mind.
Huh?
I would really love to know what they think, since eventually...
Yeah. So that's a good idea. We'll stick with this. That's a good idea.
For Prasangika, there is no self-knowing
direction. Yeah, they are not... Memory is not dependent on self-knowing. And these systems, from below Siddha Matra, mind only below, mind only school, they all talk about self-knower. Without self-knower, there will be no memories. So, so because you raised, you, Steve, you raised these questions. So,
but is there any place in here where we get to that? What the Prasangikas are?
No. I don't think it's here, so I don't think it's like, maybe it's in the dance, I'm not sure. So anyway, so that's not to worry about the Prasangika, just set aside. Set aside the Prasangika view here. So like, yeah, so that's a very good question. So like, we are not aware. We are not aware the self-knower is, how you say, experiencing eye consciousness. We don't know. But there are, our self-knower is based on mind only school, below those school, our mind, every single awareness, eye conscious, ear consciousness is experienced by self-knower. Are we aware? Like, if you say no, it's kind of strange. If you say yes, then how? I don't know.
Because it has the aspect of an apprehender.
That means...
How can we know?
Aspect of every handle that indicates their self-knower is not corresponding with, directly corresponding with the object. It's corresponding with the subject, which is corresponding with the object. Mm-hmm. But it's indirectly corresponding with the object, directly corresponding with the subject. In this case, eye consciousness, ear consciousness. But you know, therefore, we are able to have memory of the prayer wheel in those school days because of self-knower. If there's no self-knower, so there will be no memory. In the future, there will be no memory. So, there's, you know, like particular mice or rat, or I'm probably not rat, it's kind of mice. In the winter time, you are beaten by these mice. But at that moment, you only remember, you only experience the pain of the bite. But you are not experiencing the poison at that moment. Then after a little while, then you experience the impact of the poisons. But right at that moment, you only experience the bite. Even though poison is all there, but you are not able to experience. Yeah, so now, probably not to talk, because I'm leading you into more higher problems. not. That's related to, like, if there's no self-knower, there will be no memories. That's the example they use. Gunji to the chair, lamu vana. Do you mind? Anyway, so just forget that. Just forget. So, apologize. Yeah, just don't go. Don't go there. So anyway, so here now, my question is, the Steve question, so I don't think your answer. She was wondering that, are we aware our eye consciousness experienced by self-knower? Are we aware? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very good question. So, same like yesterday, the last class, she asked, do we experience the six mental?
My mental
perceivers.
It seems like, Isla, that it's, instead of being aware of it, that it's just an explanation of how we remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that we have an experience of self-knowers, it's how we explain memory. You know, mm-hmm. I don't get a sense that they're saying that the person is aware of it.
Like how it functions in a lower school system.
Right. Like all these definitions, this is a sutra school?
So do we know our thoughts?
Most of them.
Yeah.
But Geshe, don't we say something? We say it's through the force of the knowing the object that we can remember.
Yeah, there's the power of the self-knower, the force of self-knower on those school. Power of the self-knower, because of that we have memories.
But doesn't Prasang Dika say it's just the force of the awareness?
Yeah, the Prasangika, they are not dependent on the self. They don't accept self-knower, and that's totally different. It's just knowing the object. That we have memories, Prasangika system. So maybe like, maybe later on you can help me. Right now we don't go there because it gets more, it brings more confusions. So now most important, that's the question that Steve asked, everybody should think. So I like say, are we aware of subsequent cognizer? Huh? Master, are we? Are we aware of assuming consciousness before you study mind and awareness? But we have them, you know. We all have them, you know, way before we study the textbook. We have them, so. yeah, because if this kind of question is raised in the monastery, I will have some answer. But you know, so that's like a very like the unique, interesting question, so I don't know how to answer. So now here, the Tandibri Devashiva Vyamsa Nyurari Muslim, that you know, that self-knower, like first one, if we just said, focus on the first one, then rest two is same, no same. This is only different. Has a non-Buddhist system, but the same meaning.
The self-knowing direct perceiver in the continuum of a samkhya that experiences bliss as being a consciousness.
Mm. So there's like object that's been ascertained, but has a
an object that appears but has not been ascertained.
Does it make sense? Make sense, John? Does it make sense? Yeah. Because like. Because they don't believe, that's why they don't believe that bliss is consciousness. So therefore, their self-knower, even though they, like I said, is not valid. That's, the bottom line is not valid, because they themselves, you know, them don't believe.
Because that lack of belief becomes an obscuration.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They don't believe in the self-knower.
No, they don't believe in that bliss is a consciousness.
Yeah, bliss is consciousness, not the self-knower. But if you don't believe in American went to the moon, there's so many people, they still don't believe in American went to the moon. If you don't believe they went to the moon, so then, you know, whatever you say, they have some, you know, they get idea, okay, American went to the moon, if they can show them movies, all kind of things. When they watch movies, they get some ideas. But that idea is not going to be valid, because they don't believe. See? This is an example. Then it does become obscuration. So, because there are so many obscurations for us not to able to see the ultimate truth. Because it's hard to believe. Intellectually, yeah, of course, we come down to practical level. That's not what we believe. We believe something else. When it comes down to practical level, we believe in something else, you know. We don't analyze, you know. Each time when we see something, we don't analyze, you know. We just, you know, we have this dualistic view, very strong dualistic view. Now we'll move down, okay? Please move down. Yogic direct perception, not just so. So then, you know, please, you know, read the materials, you know, not just one time, read, you know, so it's kind of me to say, to tell you read, but, you know, you have very little time, because you walk all day long. Monastery, we don't walk, we have plenty of time. So we, you know, we memorize them, we study them, we debate them. In order to have debate, and it's good to have some debate, but, you know, in order to have good debate, so it's very important to remember the materials. Oh, now he's talking about yogic direct perceiver. Then you are thinking about the definition of yogic direct perceiver. Oh, now he's talking about self-knower. I know exactly what he's talking about. Then you remember self-knower based on the definitions of self-knower. Oh, then based on that, you can figure it out. Or is this self-knower or not? You can figure it out based on the definition. So. Definition and division, so. Definition, let's go. Dange tumo mai be dange shila sungde, tenge zula te tewa kasi, tomo da sase. Shila sungde je, shila sungde, can you now, please,
read the definition of a yogic direct perceiver. Is that which is generated in dependence on its own uncommon empowering condition, a meditative stabilization that is a union of
karma. Okay, meditative
stabilization.
That is karma abiding. That's shamatha. Oh,
that is a union of karma abiding and special insight.
See, special insight. That's vivasana. See, in Buddhism. Vipassana come after karma abiding. No karma abiding, there will be no vipassana. So now in here in America, not just in America, in the West, there's a lot of retreat. No, they call vipassana retreat. Special insight. Why it's called special? Phartong. You are seeing something that have never been seen before. Doesn't mean it's not there, but you know. You are not thinking very deep. When you think something very deep, when you go deep into something, then you see something that has that's kind of extra that you haven't seen before. That's called Phak Thong. The way they translate in English, called especially inside, actually that's like seeing something extra. Phak Thong. Shine is karma abiding. Shine is still being calm, peaceful, still. Shine means, you know, she means object. Being on the object, being there still, calm, peacefully, that's called Shine, literally translations. Haktong, when you're able to do that, and you see something extra they haven't seen before. Haktong, that's literally translated Vipassana. So, I talked to a number of people who probably went to participate in the Vipassana retreat. So I was wondering, you know, what they're teaching there. So I talked to a couple of people, so far, you know, not got the answer that, you know, satisfy me based on the definition of, especially inside that I've been studied based on those texts, you know, hold on. Then, come abiding, especially inside Vipassana, especially inside refers to Vipassana, meditative stabilization refers to the come abiding, oh,
And is an other knowing, exalted knower in the continuum of a superior that is free from conceptuality and non-mistaken.
Free from conceptual?
Free from conceptuality, yes. So it's free from conception and non-mistaken.
And?
Non-mistaken.
Then?
Oh. Now, first, it says it's an other-knowing, exalted knower in the continuum of the superior.
Superior refers to Arya being. Arya being. Arya being means being that sees selflessness directly. That's called, then you become Arya being. Superior here refers to Arya being. And when you think about path, ground and path, Arya beings, that's path of preparation, path of accumulation, path of seeing. Arya being begin there. Then path of meditative, path beyond learning. First two, there's no Arya being. You know, first two in the header, there's no Arya being. First two in the self-realizer, there's no Arya being. Then the first two in the Mayana, path of preparation, path of preparation. That's not always inferior. There are also Arya beings because some Arya beings, you know, like they go all the way from the hera path of preparation, path of accumulation, path of seeing, path of meditation, path of learning. So then from there, they go into Mayana path. So the first path that goes is called path of accumulation. So that is, generally speaking, that path is not superior path. Right? That's inferior path. But that one is all the Arya beings because that's all the finish, all the five set of path in the hair. So the superior refers to Arya being, okay? This is the in order to eradicate all this disturbing thought, what we call klesha, afflicted mind, pneumon, or disturbing, like, afflicted mind, klesha, in order to eradicate that from our mind stream for good, without kama abiding, is impossible. Especially inside here, vipassana is, especially kind of wisdom, there's like a special kind of wisdom you gain by concentrating on certain objects. You gain the special wisdoms. Vipassana means special wisdom. Oh? That what it means? It means it has special power, capability to analyze. You know, yeah, we do analyze, but you know, like only like 1 minute, 2 minutes, but not, we don't analyze like long period of time because we can concentrate. So when you're able to concentrate long as you want, so then after that you generate this special wisdom called special insight or haktong. So that wisdom is really capable to analyze thoroughly. No. So then see conventional truth, ultimate truth, you know, so then totally analyze. Tell her, you know, other than that, we do have wisdom, but it's not especially wisdom. It's not especially insight. It's not like wisdom that's capable to see something extra. We have wisdoms, but those type of wisdom will not able to eradicate all the afflicted mind from our mental continuums before we develop shamatha. Oh. Any wisdoms before we develop shamatha, those wisdom are not capable to eradicate the klesha or afflicted mind from our mental continuum for good. Yeah, we can stop them here, there, we can minimize them. Of course, we can minimize them, we can stop them, but rooting them out of our mind stream, that requires special wisdoms. The special wisdom is called vipassana, produced by samatha or kamabhari. So therefore, you know, whenever there's vipassana, I was wondering, do they really understand vipassana? Or they just know, or maybe their definition of vipassana is something else. If they really understand the meaning, definition of vipassana, so that vipassana is called special insight. That vipassana is produced product of karma biting. Without karma biting, that vipassana. So, oh yeah. So it has only two divisions. So now it makes sense because there's no division of the last one because that this yogic direct principle has to be, you know, has to be ascertained object. So that our division illustration is quite easy. The first one is the first moment. The second one is the second moment. No? First one is first moment, the second one is second moment. So now can you please read that, the rest in English, please?
There are no awarenesses to which, is that the paragraph? There are no awarenesses to which an object appears but is not ascertained that are yogic direct perceivers, because whatever is a yogic direct perceiver necessarily ascertains its object of comprehension.
Now just quoting the one of the, like the text.
This is because Dharmakirti's commentary on the compendium of Valic cognition says, from just seeing, the great intelligent ones ascertain all aspects.
Great intelligence refers to great intelligence, that's a yogic direct perceiver. Okay, it refers to yogic direct perceiver. So Dharmakirti, Tandachodra, Dharmakirti, he wrote the one of the root texts on Buddhist epistemology. How is it? Epistemology. The root text, the first one is written by Dignaga. The great Indian, these are all Indian, not Tibetan, these are all Indian master, Dignaga. He's in the, like, in the cave, that's where he lives. He's in the cave, probably doing meditation or maybe reading, you know, like reflecting what he has learned all this time, reflecting or maybe trying to make it more, how you say, accessible for ordinary people about the knowledge that he gained. And his Dignaga specialized about, he knows all this non-Buddhist view very, very well. He studied all of them. And he know, not just that, then he's also like well educated on the Buddhist epistemology. So he's the one who wrote like Chamando, like the first root text about, you know, Buddhist physiology. Then Dharma Keys is the one, all his text is commentary on Dignaga's text. Because Dignaga text is available in Tibetan, but reading that is like really, really difficult, even though it's Tibetan. So, yeah, it's very hard. It's not easy to understand. So therefore Dharma Keys wrote the commentaries, because Samanamdi, that's Dharma Keys, Pandeshura. He wrote four chapters. So then in monastery, then we, of course, we study Dignaga text, of course, is very difficult because of that, you know, Dharma Kiri wrote commentaries. Then Dharma Kiri commentaries become very, very hard to understand. So then, Gyatso Rinpoche, there's the elder disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa here, on the, I think, the right side, the elder one. He wrote whole set of commentaries. In monastery, we studied their commentaries and tried to figure out this text and the Dignaga text. Tried to figure out, based heavily, rely on, you know, Gyatso Rinpoche text. And that text has been studied, not in just Sera, Drepu, Gandhi, all three monasteries, we studied the same textbook that written by Lama Tsongkhapa's elder disciples. So, so therefore, that's like, you know, every year, that's like, as a debate gatherings, held in different monasteries, 1 year in Sera, 1 month, solely dedicated to from all monasteries, from Sera, Drepu, Gandhi, that's the only time we come together and we debate. That's the only time we know each other. Other than that, you know, we don't see each other because then you have like your own schedule. No, so this is the only time that we get together, that we debate together. It's been like like that in Tibet, you know, then it's like when we escaped from Tibet, now then reestablished in India, it's now ongoing, like annual, like debate, like programs, you know, they held every, sometimes in the Sera, sometimes in the Devu, we rotate three monasteries. So nowadays, nuns, not just monks, nuns, you know, from Koban, all over the place, they're also doing the same thing. Soon now, maybe in this end of this year or maybe beginning of next year, there will be probably 20 or 40 Tibetan Geshe Ma is coming. They are getting Geshe degrees, 20 or 40 of them. So, so this text is one of them, you know, Samanamdil. It has four chapters. And monastery, like a lot of them, monks, they memorize their root text. Nabajinga says, Najungosun Jesu, 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 Jesu. So, now can you read this a little bit down?
Although subsequent cognizers that are yogic direct perceivers exist, the second moment and so forth of an omniscient exalted wisdom are not subsequent cognizers, because whatever is an omniscient exalted wisdom is necessarily a valid cognizer.
Omniscient, that's like when you get enlightened, that your mind becomes, that means there's no more ignorance. Everything is like, you know, seeing on the palm of your hand. They say, even though like you bring some, like, say you bring from tree from North Carolina, Texas, all like from the 50 states, that you know, not just tree, don't say tree, but say wood. There's a wood. And you burn them together, the 50 different pieces of wood from the 50 different states, you burn them together and all become ashes, and then, you know, put in the oceans, then there's been like cycling in the ocean, like probably say 100 eons or maybe just forget what eons, maybe say 100 years or 200 years in like oceans, and you bring it together, omniscient mind will tell exactly which ash is belongs to which piece of wood, that's come from where, that can tell precisely, that's omniscient mind. Because there are no more ignorance. So that omniscient mind, doesn't matter first moment, second moment, third moment, doesn't matter how many moments is divided, they are all valid cognizers. There will be no subsequent cognizer. Oh, that's what it means. Huh?
This is so because Gyaltsop's
Okay, that's one I said. Gyaltsop, that's the elder student of Lama Tsongkhapa sitting on Lama Tsongkhapa right, elder one, not like kind of wrathful looking. The younger one, kind of like big eye, wrathful looking. And he's like ready to defend anybody who challenges Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. Just seeing him, even people don't think to bother about Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, the way he looks, you know, he's like ready to defend Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, younger one. Anybody who's arguing about Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, he's the one who defeats. No. The other one, which comes elder, he kind of looks like more calm. The Khyelo Rinpoche is the one who saw after Lama Tsongkhapa passed away, Lama Tsongkhapa, he was heartbroken. Then after that, you know, he saw Lama Tsongkhapa in five different forms appear to him, basically to encourage him, because he was so heartbroken, and he saw Lama Tsongkhapa in five different forms. So we don't have the tanga called Sibangade. One is like, you know, yogi riding a tiger or something. And there's five quotes. There's five sets of Lama Tsongkhapa tanga we don't have here. So you can look on internet, but you know, we don't have here. Most of the Gelug monastery, they do have that tanga. So that's the one called text. I just said, you know, they just said that text. What's it called?
Gelsup's explanation of Dhammakirti's commentary on Dignaga's compendium on valid cognition. And then there's more.
Please hold on. Talam Sajya. So the name of the text, please.
It's the explanation of the commentary on the compendium on valid cognition. And the English includes, in parentheses, Dharmakirti's commentary on Dignaga's commentary, compendium on valid cognition, entitled Unmistaken Illumination of the Path to Liberty.
Oh, that's the name of the text.
Unmistaken Illumination of the Path to Liberation.
Oh, that's the name of the text that taught by Elder Disciple Lama Tsongkhapa. So, Kidru is the one, wrathful looking one, no, big eye. Not upset, but kind of like expressed, ready to defend Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, which is considered as like, no, golden rosaries, no? Golden rosaries. So that's the name of the text, like, Illumination.
Unmistaken Illumination of the Path to Liberation.
Mm. That's the name of the text composed by Elder Disciple Lama Tsongkhapa, Jaso Rinpoche, okay? And it has first part and the second part. But those four chapters that are taught by Dharmakirti is divided into those two chapters. Yeah, there's two books. The first part, the second part. Then that's the books that debate every year from different monasteries. So in that text now, Pupucho is quoting this text.
No matter how much I turn inside and think about it, I do not feel that an omniscient exalted wisdom is not pervaded by being a new realizer.
So now, that's a good example here. So if you remember this material by heart, or if the joy say, oh, I think there is subsequent cognizer of omniscient mind. Then first you debate, now you do the proof, or there will be no subsequent cognizer of omniscient mind. Because if there's something is omniscient mind, it has to be valid cognizant. First you try to debate that and brainstorm, try to prove him wrong. If he still hold on his, what do you call?
Hold tight on his idea.
Holds tight on his ideas, then you say, special than God. It means that you are against the book. So then you repeat, that's the last resource, special than God. So then you quote, you know, so that's test by Jasor Rinpoche, then you say exactly that the Koya Kanan, the Kujeshila Sado Macha Masaro. You just said that, you know. Koya Kanan, the Siddha Samjans. So Kujeshila Sado Macha Masaro. So it's bringing back me some memory back in the monastery. So that's been said many times, you know. So now I still remember by heart this. Then you said, you have choice, or you explain what it means, or you let go your idea. Because there's 100 years of listening, and everybody knows that's in the book. You can't say, oh, that's not in the book. It's in the book. You know, so then somebody say, oh, should I bring your book? Should I bring the book and show it to you? So then probably no, you say, oh, no, because if you know it's there, or they'll give you chance to explain what it means. It means something else you have to explain, or you have to, you know, give up your idea. So that's how I go. Pecha means, you know, textbook. God means, there's a pecha that God means you are against the textbook. Then you quote. Some is just wrong, you know, some is just wrong. Pecha that God, that's a big deal. Then you say pecha that God, you are against the book. If you're not able to quote, then that embarrasses you, because you said you are the one who said pecha that God. So that's the last resource to let you give up your ideas, you know, so because people do hold on their ideas. So they, even though sometimes you say you are against the textbook, then you still try to explain what it means. It doesn't mean like that. You try to still explain. So then they will quote more books. You know, so then you are buried under a lot of books. So then, again, another one.
Also, Kedra Brenthesh's clearing away darkness of mind with respect to the treatises on Valakhandi.
Which is Moje?
Kedra.
Yeah, so that's the younger one, younger disciple, Kedra Rinpoche. He also wrote commentaries. Elder one wrote commentaries. Somehow, the elder commentaries become part of curriculum.
Curricula.
Part of, how is it? The
syllabus.
Part of the curriculum. How is it? Part of the education.
Yep. Course of study.
Huh?
Part of the course of study.
Part of the course of study in the monastery. But the younger one, he wrote that books about that, but somehow that didn't become the part of the course of study. But people do read, you know, more book you can quote, the better the chance that you are going to win the debate. Huh? So that people do, we do read that, the religion is we do read. But it's not a part of the, part of the study programs.
Course
of study. That's the name of the test. Tema Didijim is the name of the text. Huh? Didn't it? Then now the Prabhupada is quoting another text. No? So he quoted the elder one text, now he's quoting the younger one text. Huh?
If something became of subsequent cognition.
Yeah, usually we escape those things. This is kind of, I'm kind of excited to read, so I hope you don't mind.
If something became a subsequent cognizer merely through being apprehended by a former valid cognizer, it would follow that the second and subsequent moments of an omniscient, exalted wisdom would be subsequent cognizers. There exist many such flaws as will be indicated below.
So like when you read this, you understand? Do you understand? A little bit? Still?
A little bit. It just seems like it's so far down the road. Omniscient mind. I know I'm not feeling that.
I think this also it's also good to think it's far down the road. I think that's like a sign of strength. Yeah, sign of strength is far down the road. It's not just right here, you know. So then you get very disappointed. Oh, doesn't matter. It takes eons and I'm ready. You know? It takes three countless eons. Seems great strength, good news. No, three countless eons. Oh, I am determined to whatever it says. You know, like, oh, tomorrow, within 3 days, within 3 months, we call like 3 day Buddha. You heard about that? Shasun Sanje, called Shasun Sanje. That also happened in the monastery, you know. So the room next to you, the person wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, you hear all kinds of things, and after 3 days, finish. That's called 3 day Buddha, you know. So 3 days, you know, so excited, you know, do all kinds, you know, like waking up all the morning, after 3 days, nothing, there's zero, there's nothing, you know. I think he's always said, you know, like, strength. That's like, oh, so bodhicitta, yeah, of course, we all admire by bodhicitta. And practically, when you think of bodhicitta, it's this really, really powerful mind we are talking about. We are not just talking about any kind of mind. We are talking about the most powerful mind we are talking about. So when you read more, you read about that mind, yeah, it seems like so far away, you know, like just like. Then there are out there some people, oh, even though it takes like eons and eons, I'm not going to give up, you know. This mind is worthwhile to pursue. Huh? Even though it takes eons and eons, then His Holiness says, that's the strength. Hmm? Otherwise, I try myself, try to remind me what is bodhicitta. Oh, not every day, but you know, time to time. But what is bodhicitta? It's not just what bodhicitta is like, as a, my body, you know, so my life, longer, my possessions. Jundu says some advantages. Someone who holds ill will towards your body, towards your life, towards your possessions, that is also longer. Jundu says not just one time, all the time. No? Jundu says some of the dala minijavas, no? Not just that whole ill will towards you, not just that, and criticize you, you know. Dala Minija was a Daniel Habar Maji Chamjujis. How I see the person who holds ill will towards me and criticize me, not just one time, all the time. How I view that person and I look at that person is, I said, Daniel Habar Maji Chamjujis, I will I love that person even more than my own mom. Now, can you imagine, practically can you imagine that? That's bodhicitta. How long it takes? It will take for a long time to develop that kind of mind. Huh? If you develop, manage to develop that kind of mind, there will be no enemy. There will be no enemy. There will be zero enemy. There will be no enemy. Huh? No matter what you do, you are 100% protected. Huh? I will love that person more than my own mom, mother, that is the closest person that we have, you know, in this life. No, you don't stop there. Not too long, I will help that person to develop bodhicitta and help that person to reach enlightenment. That kind of will, that kind of mind is called bodhicitta. Dala, that's like the prayer that comes by Lama Tsongkhapa in the beginning, in the middle, and the end. Tondama, Lama Tsongkhapa composed that prayer, particularly dedicated for his mother, to compose that prayer. So then when you look at the King of Prayer, that's number of chakras. somebody criticizes you, trying to find that something is wrong with you, and trying, how you say, digging out your mess, what do you call? Criticize you, trying to find something right there, exactly now what they're doing in the campaign. You're trying to find, oh, did you pay taxes, like what do you call that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Digging up the dirt on someone, criticizing you,
dollar dirt on someone, so you're control touches, no anger. Lie to that, not just stop their life, like you need to praise that person. Not just stop being angry, not just stop there, but you are not angry, not just that, but you know, instead not just stop there, but praising that person. You need to use the you praise that person. Oh, so now it makes sense, you know, enemy is the best teacher. All is related, you know. You need to use the Hokumash. Dala, Delta, Sound, you know, correlate, you need to use the Hokumash. You need to use praise that person, him or her, and practice patience, tolerance, you know. So that's bodhicitta. If you are bodhicitta, that's exactly what you do. Practically, it will take time to develop that kind of mind, you know, but it's a very, very powerful mind. It doesn't mean we are not able to develop, but you know, His Holiness said before, he feel the bodhicitta so far away, you know, he feel like very far away. More he thinks, you know, now he feels hope. The early part of his life, he said, is feel like far away. Then after like 2 decades, 3 decades, been thinking, and he feel okay, oh, maybe there's something I can, if I have time, I could probably, you know, develop that mind. If I have some quiet time, I could develop. Now he become quite close to the bodhicitta. He think, oh, maybe as I put some effort, I could develop that mind. Before, it seems like far away down the road, not same like us. same like Gishi Bengu, India, Angulamala. Mm-hmm. Angulamala, people, the person who killed like 999 people, if he has chance to develop bodhicitta, achieve the liberations. Yeah, of course, we do have chance. So, Angulimala, rosary. Wearing Angul means
the finger.
Yeah, that's thumb.
The thumb.
So, Gishik Bengbunja used to rob people during the daytime. Night, he steals. He sneaks into people's home, steal. Yeah, he's the one of the main hero from the Lamdim teachings. So he, you know, managed to liberate himself. says, prepare, hope for good, prepare for worse. Lama Chöpa, you remember the last part of Lamdim, but Lama Masu Chile teaching us, if I die without develop any realizations, it could happen, may not happen or could happen. Lamna Masu Chiwe Tuchana, Sarasana Lama Tama Lama Nojinas. Then you don't just become driven. What they say, Lamna Masu Chiwe Tuchana. Then through the power of poor practice, as you are trying to transcend your consciousness into the pure land. With there's less distractions, you can really concentrate on, you know, there's not like campaign, there's no televisions. There's no campaign, election campaign, so there's no, you can forward the less desires, you know. Oh yeah, okay, now time is way past, so I'll stop, so somehow I got a little bit excited to be here. Okay, so now, next Friday, so then like, so next Friday, then we have to talk about,
Huh?
valid direct perceivers?
So there's one, there's one. Yeah.
I guess what is the homework?
Huh?
Homework.
Bodhicitta. Homework, joy, homework, what do you think? So I suggest last Friday, seeing this, asking the definition of, you know, all the awareness and consciousness we study, asking, and somebody saying, you know, so maybe that's one way to memorize. But just one time asking around, you know, like, divisions, how many divisions, definitions. So then when you remember that, then we can go into more complicated debate, you know. First, just to remember. So maybe that's one way to, you know, homework, so just, you know, to say, ask, okay, joy, so joy, what's the definition of valid cognizance, then how many divisions? Then maybe right now for you say, okay, wait, 1 minute, 1 minute. There's still no need to say, no, or you can say it by heart.
A valid cognizer is a new and incontrovertible knower.
Yeah, see? That's the benefit. Yeah.
Oh, free from perception.
Oh, yeah, there's a, now there's a contribution. There's also another contribution, remembering the materials.
No, valid cognizer, no, you didn't say direct.
Yeah.
You could have argued back.
Yeah, there you go. Go.
It's not
as far as
being
controverted.
Because everybody can, everybody can corner him there.
That's right. Help.
Yeah, corner. Put it in the middle. So, I don't know how you say it in English. If he's like, if he's taking time, like say, oh, chill. Go, come on. So everybody say, oh, come on, huh?
Get with it. Come on.
Get with it.
Get with it. Come on.
Get with it. Yeah, chair, so chair is more like, come on. So then, can you imagine that 1,000, couple thousand monks is looking at your face, all red. So then, you know, then, yeah. Well, yeah, anyway,
Okay, page 246, we'll do Master Shantideva's dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om 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 tare tu re so ha.